Good morning. We continue with Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Kalam Vav, Malacha of Mechateich. We learned Simon Gimel, which talks about Ein Mechateich Barachlan, and we left off yesterday talking about the issue of toilet paper, cutting toilet paper in Shabbos, cutting toilet paper to a usable size, maybe the Malacha of Kareya and the Malacha of Mechateich. The person is tearing the item, and the person is tearing it to a specific size. Potentially, you have two Malachas involved over here. So what does one do if they do not have any cut toilet paper? And so we discussed yesterday, they have to, they're asking a non-Jew to tear the paper for him, and we said for the purpose of Kavod HaBriyos, that's going to be permitted. The person, because of Kavod HaBriyos, a person can ask a non-Jew to tear the toilet paper for them. If a non-Jew is not available, and a person is in the situation where he needs to relieve himself, and a person needs to cleanse himself for the purpose of Kavod HaBriyos, Chazal Ramatar, doing a Malacha D'Oraisa with a Shinui. They can't be Matar Malacha D'Oraisa, but they can be Matar Malacha D'Oraisa with a Shinui. This Heter of Kavod HaBriyos only applies to significant Kavod HaBriyos issues, and the assumption in Malacha is a person walking around uncleansed after leaving himself is a significant Kavod HaBriyos issue. So a person can do a address this problem by doing tearing it with a shinui. An example of a shinui would be the person puts one elbow to hold it in place and pulls at it with the other elbow. Eventually, it rips. The question which I want to clarify now is there any difference if a person tears it on the perforations or not on the perforations? There's some people out there suggest that a person should avoid the perforations, because this way it's not a concern of mechateich. You're not cutting it to a specific size, but if you tear on the perforations, you're tearing it to a specific size, and the mechateich would be a problem. So we can minimize the malacha involved by just saying we have a kareya problem, but we're not cutting to a specific size. One should do so, and that's the logic behind that argument. However, there's a good argument that that's unnecessary, because that halacha is the fact there's a perforation there. A person tears in the perforation. If that's a beneficial spot, it has, for example, the top of a tissue box. A person tears on the perforations, remove the cardboard insert, which is holding it in place to keep it intact. A person tears through the plastic where it's already perforated to have a nice slot to remove something. There's a significant benefit to that specific size. So therefore, the person tearing it there, a person is being mechateich. However, the perforations on the toilet paper are not really that beneficial. The perforations are panel per panel. One panel is usually too small for people, and sometimes two panels is sufficient, or a person needs more. A person needs 1.5 panels. The reason why the perforations are there is actually for a financial reason, since people tend to tear on the perforations, and let's say for argument's sake, 1.5 is enough. If you make them the amount a little bit smaller, you're forced to take two. And you take two panels, so you go through the roll more quickly, and they buy more, so they sell more rolls this way. One of the suggestions, how we know that this panel size is not a real specific engineering type, is because it varies from brand to brand. If it would be a specific researched size which is beneficial for people, for the average person, we would expect all the brands to have the same size. The fact that is not so indicates that it's not a specific size which is so necessary. It's just more for convenience, etc. So it comes out, the one is not concerned with mechateich when they tear it, whether it comes on the perforations or not. That's not something one has to be concerned about. There is a concern of the Malach of Kareya. Some person has to do it with a shinui, and the person addresses the shinui by doing it with their elbow or something of that sort. The fact that the roll is muksa, we already mentioned yesterday, that is not a concern. The Kavod HaBriyos aspect will override that as well. If a person wants to tear tissues or tear the box open, to get tissues, a person should tear the box open in a way which is a makalkel, so then the person will not have kareya, nor will the person have a mechateich either in that situation. So with this, we've finished the discussion of the Malachim Mechatech, and then we will start move on to the next Malachim of Kosev in the upcoming Shir. And meanwhile, have a good day.